It's the Outdoor Show. Steelhead fishing, bow hunting, duck hunting, and the latest news from the DNR, all wrapped up with cutting-edge country and bluegrass music, right here with Adam Carpenter, and only on Fox 103.
Time for our outdoor report, first one of the 4 o'clock hour, and we got a couple of successful deer hunters to talk about. First, let me tell you about Renee. Renee's husband, Jerry, gave me a call. He was pretty proud of his wife, Renee Morcom. And they're from Chatham, but they hunt in their camp south of Ishpeming near the Black River Falls area in Marquette County. And Jerry says his wife is a diehard deer hunter. And she ended up taking a nice three-pointer on Thanksgiving afternoon. So congratulations to you, Renee. I asked if this was her first buck, and he said, not even close. She's a diehard deer hunter, so congratulations to you, Renee. And I got a call from Sherman. Now, Sherman is from Newberry. At least he lives out near Newberry anyway. He was hunting south of Shingleton, which is in Alger County, and ended up taking a nice six-pointer. He said the rack wasn't anything real heavy or big, but the brow tines were really tall on it. Very unique six-pointer because of that. It was Saturday after Thanksgiving Day, by the way. And it was chasing a doe, and he ended up taking the shot at 13 yards through a little tiny pocket between two trees. That was the only shot he had, and he had to wait for it as the deer was headed almost straight toward him. And because it was chasing a doe, it was weaving back and forth where a very large tree was sort of blocking the view, and then it would come into view. And it was blocking the view, and he had one little gap, and he took the shot at the exact perfect moment, and the deer ended up dropping right there. And I asked him, I said, what kind of bullet were you using? And he said, just a standard old round lead-nosed bullet out of his 30-30. Shooting the old Model 94 Winchester lever action. Congratulations to you, Sherman. Those are always kind of memorable hunts when you have to make a unique type of shot. And someday I'll tell you about the one where I actually was almost hanging around a tree, holding on with one arm. And I actually made a really... I probably couldn't make the shot ever again in my life on a nice five-pointer that I ended up taking from a tree stand. Love those hunts. They make them very unique, very memorable. So congratulations, and feel free to call in if you still have any successful deer hunting stories. We'll take more of them.